From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is marking the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday. At the time, the first of four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center before speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks.
We remember and we will never forget the nearly 3,000 beautiful lives taken from us so cruelly, including 184 men, women, and children here, the youngest just 3 years old. We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. We come together in prayer and in gratitude for the strength that has fortified us across these 15 years.
Victims killed in the World Trade Center were remembered in New York, where the country's leading 2016 presidential candidates halted their campaigns for the day to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Another ceremony is taking place in Pennsylvania, where one of the hijacked planes crashed. For the second time in less than a year, Croatians are deciding on Sunday on a new government and a snap election. Exit polls predict a close outcome between candidates, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late on Sunday. This is VOA News. The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concern from world leaders such as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive materials following the nuclear tests. The investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. Muslim pilgrims from around the world are gathering Sunday near a hill just outside Mecca, where the Prophet Muhammad delivered his final sermon some 1,400 years ago. The day spent on Mount Arafat is the pinnacle of the five-day Hajj pilgrimage, which all able-bodied Muslims are required to perform at least once. Muslims spend the day there in deep prayer, many openly weeping as they repent and ask God for forgiveness. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Karbala, citing Saudi incompetence and poor response by health and safety officials following a deadly stampede at the Hajj last year in Mecca. Clashes between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey Sunday after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said the removed officials are suspected of ties with what the government considers terrorist organization. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara posted a statement on its website and Twitter that it supported Turkey's right to defend itself against terrorism, but emphasizes the importance of respect for due process and the right to peaceful protests. In the run-up to Britain's referendum on whether to remain in the European Union, opponents of Brexit warned that leaving the bloc would leave the country in economic peril. But the country's economy appears to have performed strongly in the 78 days since the vote, undermining predictions of gloom and doom. And now, leading Brexiters are calling more loudly for a quick, sharp break with the EU or a hard Brexit. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.